WRCL Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. With a look at tonight's high school events, here's Phil Nee.
There is team sectional wrestling this evening. GET Melrose Mindoro is wrestling Belmont Platteville, and Fenimore is taking on Lodi, with the winners to meet in the sectional final. Division 3 at Mineral Point, Aquinas versus Iowa Grand Highland, and Mineral Point against Royal Winnewick Center, and they will wrestle off for the right to go to state later tonight at 8 o'clock. In boys basketball, Ithaca at Lafarge, Iowa Grant at Cassville, Lancaster at Waseca Steuben, North Crawford at Royal for a really good showdown in boys basketball. One loss between those two teams. It's DeSoto at Brookwood. Sauk Prairie is at Baraboo, and Portage at Reedsburg. Highland at River Ridge. Girls basketball, Hillsboro at New Lisbon. Boscobel at Kickapoo. Royal at Cashton. Winnewick Center at Nisida, and Bangor at Brookwood. Scholesburg at Southwestern. Lancaster at Pecatonic Argyle. Viroqua at DeSoto. Richland Center girls are at La Crosse Logan, Ithaca at Highland, Westby at North Crawford, Potosi Cassville at Platteville, Albany Monticello is at River Valley, and River Ridge at Riverdale in area girls basketball. Larry Swigum is the coach of the Riverdale girls.
They got four of their five leading scorers are seniors. They've got experience, and they also play in a tough conference, and coming at 14-7, so it's going to be a really nice opportunity for us to prepare for next week.
Hear the action tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. River Ridge at Riverdale, 1 week away from the opening of the WIAA Girls Basketball Tournament. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
The Red Hot Wisconsin Badgers moved up another five positions in this week's AP College Basketball poll. Coach Greg Gard's team is ranked 11th after a four-game winning streak. That's the highest ranking for any Big Ten squad, although Michigan, Purdue, and Michigan State are close behind. Marquette gained two spots to number 16 after beating DePaul in its only action. And for the Badgers, the number 11 Wisconsin Badgers, they host Illinois tonight, and that's after John Tonji scored 32 points in Wisconsin's 94-84 victory against the Purdue Boilermakers on Saturday. The Badgers are 12-1 in home games. Wisconsin averages 81.5 points while outscoring opponents by 11 points per game. Tip-off from the Kohl Center this evening will be at 7:30, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Also on WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app. Pre-game for the broadcast will start at 6:30. As far as Marquette goes, they hope a week of rest and shooting practice will fix a shooting slump when Seton Hall visits the Pfizer Forum for a game tonight. The Golden Eagles won last time out, but the team's cold three-point shooting continued. In the last four games, only 30 of 108 three-pointers found the mark. Marquette hadn't played since last Tuesday, and Coach Shaka Smart thinks the extra rest will help. The Pirates have only a 7-18 record, but they're still riding high of an upset win over the two-time defending national champions, UConn Huskies, in their last game. The Wisconsin Athletics Department has found its new general manager of the football program right inside of the building. Marcus Sudbury has been serving as the Deputy Athletic Director Chief Operating Officer for Wisconsin Athletics since 2022. ESPN reports his promotion on Monday. Athletic Director Chris McIntosh says Sudbury's leadership and vision made him ideal for the job. Most recently, he had an important role in building a comprehensive player personnel and revenue-sharing strategy for the department as it competes in a changing world of college athletics. And amid complaints about the new look of the latest NBA All-Star Weekend, Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo has some suggestions. He thinks the league should take the annual event to the international stage. Antetokounmpo says the game could be played between an American team and stars from the EuroLeague. The Milwaukee standout says the 2027 All-Star Game should be played in Rio de Janeiro or in China. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.